Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding Mamash by the last few words on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara just discussed a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon about what to do if the Kohen Gadol is in the middle of sprinkling dam in, let's say, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's in the middle of sprinkling dam, he does three hazais, and then the dam spills. So according to Rabbi Meir, he has to shecht a new par, get new dam, and start again from the beginning. And according to Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, he picks up from where he left off, if he did already three hazais, so he gets a new par, new dam, and he just does four more hazais from the dam of the par. And the Gemara applied this machlokes as well to the taira process of a metzaira by the Loik Shemen. So now the Gemara is going to apply it to another area of halacha, also with regards to a metzaira. This one a little bit more of a long shot. Says the Gemara, and really, we mentioned last time, I believe it was the Marsham, who when he was Masber, the Machlaikis, the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, so his Hesber will really help us in this next Gemara, and that is that it seems like according to the Tanakama, the way the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir holds after dam spills in the middle of the Hazais, so he has to get new dam and he starts again from the beginning. The Pshat is because Rabbi Meir holds this, that there's no significance to doing half a mitzvah. There's no chatzi shir by mitzvahs, and therefore when he did three Hazais, that was nothing. Since that was nothing, so he gets a new par and he starts again from the beginning. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they may be held that there is significance to chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. And therefore, there is significance to the first three hazais, and just pick up from where you left off, get new dam, and start again from the, and pick up from the, and do the last four hazais, because there, we do look at it, that there's significance to the half of the mitzvah that he did before the dam spilled. So now says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, turning on Daman Beis, that Asha Mitzayra, when it comes to the Asham of the Mitzayra, one of the karbanos that a Mitzayra brings as part of his Taira process, is a karban Asham. So if let's say we have this Asha Mitzayra, Sheshchata Shalei Lishmai, that the Kayin, he shechts it Shalei Lishem Asham, he doesn't shecht it as an Asham, maybe let's say he shechts it that it should be a Shlamim, he shechts it Shalei Lishem Shlamim, so now the Halacha, Shalei Lishem Asham. So now the Halacha is, when it comes to a karban Asham, which is shecht it Shalei Lishmai, so the halacha is that the carbon itself is kosher, so he'll continue to bring it, but it doesn't, it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. It doesn't count as the mitzvah's carbon asham. He's not yaitse with this carbon, but the carbon itself is kosher. So now what's the halacha when you have an asham mitzvah that was shechted shloy l'shmai? Does the mitzvah now bring a new carbon asham or not? So says Rabbi Yechanan that the halacha in such a case depends on this machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, banu l'machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. This is totally in this machlekes that we just mentioned. Rabbi Meir, da'amar yavi acher v'yascha b'tchila, so hachinami yavi acher v'yishchayin, according to Rabbi Meir, who says by the dam of the par that you start again from the beginning. So here, so meaning he looks at it like there's no significance to the first half of the mitzvah. So too over here, this asham, which is almost, it's like half a mitzvah. It's kosher, but it doesn't. It's like also for the mitzvah l'shem chayva. It's like half a mitzvah. Do we look at that like it has any significance? Because the Torah says by the asham kavis echad asham, he has to bring one asham. So do we look at this half an asham, so to speak, that he brought already, with any significance? Rabbi Meir holds we look at it like it doesn't have any significance. So it's as if he didn't do anything. So he could go ahead and he could bring a new asham, and that will be his keves echad. That will be his one asham. That will be his keves echad asham. That will be his one asham, because the first, so to speak, half an asham that he brought is meaningless. And therefore, Rabbi Meir damer yavi acher v'yascha b'tchila hachanami yavi acher v'yishchei. Here too, also Rabbi Meir will say to go get a new keves and bring a new carbon asham. Whereas with Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, Sha'imrim b'makom shepasach misham hu maschil, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who they say that no, you pick up from where you left off when it comes to the dam. So it's meaning that they look at it like there is significance to half a mitzvah. So hacha in leitakana. So over here, where the mitzvah, where the carbon is kosher, it's not also labailim l'shem chayva, but b'atzim it's kosher. So they'll view that with significance, and now it won't help. You can't. It won't be okay to go get a new carbon to bring as an asham, because the Torah says kevis echad asham. You can't bring two. So therefore, it's ain like takana. There'll be no takana for this mitzayra. Now that doesn't mean he's going to be tummy now for the rest of his life. The way Rashi learns is that the carbon asham is only ma'akev his taira when it comes to achilas kacha. That when it comes to this Taira regarding all other areas of halacha, he's considered tar even without a Karban Asham. The Karban Asham is what allows him to now eat kachem. He's tar le'inyan kachem. So he'll have ein lay takana. Rufi Rashi just means it's ein lay takana that he won't have a takana to be able to now eat kachem. For the rest of his life, he won't be able to eat, kachem. But again, so says Rabbi Yochanan, so this is the din of such a case where the Asham Mitzayr was shechted shalai lishmai. It's going to be talu in the machlaikas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Meir, he could bring a new carbon Asham. And according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, he'll be stuck and he won't be able to bring a new carbon Asham. The first half has too much significance to just start again from the beginning. And at the same time, he's only allowed to bring one, so therefore, he'll be stuck and he won't have a takana and won't be able to eat kachem for the rest of his life. Mask a flavor of chista, fractor of chista on Rabbi Yochanan. Do you mean to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, that he could bring a new carbon asham? But the lashon of the Torah is v'laka ha'kayin as ha'keves ha'echan v'hikriv oisai la'asham v'slega shemen v'heinif oisam tenufa l'fnei Hashem. So oisai is mashma that the carbon asham which is brought has to be the carbon asham which came together with the leg shemen. So being that this carbon asham, if he goes ahead and he brings a new carbon asham, that won't be the carbon which was brought with the leg shemen. So even according to Rabbi Meir, he shouldn't be able to bring a new carbon asham, because it says Aisai, and Aisai is mashman, has to be that same keves, the same keves which was brought with the leg shemen. And don't say that, oh, what do you mean, just bring a new leg shemen? The Siach Yitzchak explains, because it says leg echad, so you can't bring another leg shemen. So you can only use that one leg shemen. And since it has to be the same keves which was brought together with the leg shemen, so now he'll be stuck. He won't be able to bring a new carbon. So even Rabbi Meir should agree that he's ein lay takana. That was Rav Chista's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says kasha, the Gemara doesn't tell us a teretz. It doesn't say tiyufta. Seemingly the Gemara has a teretz to say, but the Gemara doesn't tell it to us. The Gemara just ends with a kasha. But so it comes out we have a machlekes Rav Chista and Rabbi Yochanan bedas Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yochanan bedas Rabbi Meir, he could bring a new carbon asham. And Rav Chista says that no, you can't bring a new carbon asham even according to Rabbi Meir, because the Torah says Oisai. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa which says like Rabbi Yochanan that it is shaykh to bring another carbon asham. What's the Brisa? The Brisa says it's nothing to do with Shitas Rabbi Meir, but that it is shayach such a concept of bringing another carbon asham. Because the Brisa says, asham mitzayir sheshachtei shalai lishmai. Let's say you have this case where the carbon asham which was shechted shalai lishmai, oisha nasan midamai legabe, oisha loy nasan midama legabi bahinais, or if the kain didn't place it onto the thumbs of the mitzayra. So the halacha is hareza oila legabi mizbeach. The carbon itself could still be brought. The carbon itself is still kosher, uta and nesachim, and it requires the nesachim just like the regular din of a asham of a mitzayra, meaning it's completely kosher. It's considered a kosher asham. However, vitzaruch asham acher lahachshirai. But still, the way Rashi's masber is that he's still going to need another carbon asham to be machsherim to now eat kachim. Meaning he's still, it's not also loy l'shem. This is not considered his carbon asham. He still, if he wants to eat kachim to be tar le'inyan achilas kachim, he's still going to have to need. He's going to have to bring another carbon asham. V'tzaruch asham acher l'achshirai. So this is a brisa which seems to support Rabbi Yochanan that it is shayach to bring another carbon asham. Rav Chista asks that it's not shayach. This brisa seems to be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that it is shayach to bring a new carbon asham. So what's Rav Chista going to say about this brisa? The brisa seems to say that you're allowed to bring another carbon asham. So what's Rav Chista going to say? Says the Gemara, Rav Chista amar l'cha. Rav Chista will tell you that if you look carefully, the brisa never said that he brings another carbon asham. It says v'tzaruch asham acher lahachshirai. He needs another carbon asham. Says Rav Chista amar lecha my tzaruch. You know what it means? Tzaruch, that he needs tzaruch. It just means that he needs it. He needs it. He hasn't yet brought his carbon asham. He's not allowed to eat kachim. He needs another carbon asham. Ve'ein lei takana, but nah, he's not able to do it. He can't bring a carbon asham because the Torah says aysoi, so he's not going to be able to bring it. The Brisa was just saying that that's what he needs, but not that that's what he's actually supposed to do. So that's how Rav Chista will answer up the Brisa, that the Brisa is not saying that he actually brings another carbon asham, because Avada the Torah says Aisoi, and he cannot bring a second carbon asham. Says the Gemara, V'tani Tana, Tzaruch, V'ein Lei Takana. Do you have such a thing that the Brisa, a Tana will, and the Brisa will say a Lashon of Tzaruch, that he needs it, and really he means V'ein Lei Takana, that he's stuck and he can't do it? So says the Gemara, and yeah, that's not shver. We do find that the Tana will sometimes say a lashon of tzoruch, and really he means bein leitakana. Va'atanya, just like we learned in the Braisa says nazir mimoyrad. If let's say you have a bald nazir, so the halacha is a nazir at the end of his nazirus, he shaves his head. That, and that's how he completes, then his Nazirus is over, after he goes through a whole process, and part of that process is that he shaves his head at the end of his Nazirus. So let's say you have a Nazir Mimairut, let's say you have a Nazir who's bald. So what's the halacha of a Nazir who's bald? He can't really shave his head, he doesn't have any hair. So Beishamei Oimrim Tzaruch Havaris Tar. Beishamei says that he needs to still pass over a razor over his head. Tzaruch Havaris Tar. No, he doesn't need to pass a razor over his head. He doesn't have any hair, so that's it. See, that's it. He doesn't have to shave anything. He doesn't have any hair. Now, on these words that Beis Shammai said that he needs havaras tar, Rabbi Avina said that you should know, when Beis Shammai says that he needs to pass the razor over his head, they don't mean that he's gonna just physically pass a razor over his head. What Beis Shammai meant is tzarech, that's what he needs to do, that he needs to shave his head. It's part of what he has to do. But he doesn't have a fix because he doesn't have any hair to shave his head. So he's not able to do it. So if you hold it's ma'akev on ending his nazirus, he'll be a nazir for the rest of his life. Or if it's not ma'akev, he'll just won't be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. But it's not that he needs to, that he actually just physically passes a razor over his head. It means that that's what he needs to do. But if he doesn't have any hair, so then ain't like Takana, he's not able to fulfill this mitzvah. And then whether or not that's ma'akev, we'll have to learn Mesachas Nazir. But that's just, the Beis Shammai just meant that that's what he has to do. So you see from this braisa, from Rabbi Avina, the way he's masbid his braisa, that here you have a Tana, Beis Shammai, who said the lashon of tzaruch, and really they just meant ve'ein like Takana, that that's really what you need to do. But you can't do it because he doesn't have any here. Now says the Gemara that this understanding of Beis Shammai, this Rabbi Avina's understanding of Beis Shammai, that they meant tzarech v'ein leitakana, and not that you should just physically just pass the razor over the head and do like a ma'isa of shaving, is upligad Rabbi Pedas. It's arguing on Rabbi Pedas's understanding of Beis Shammai. The Amar Rabbi Pedas said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Lazar amru davar echad, that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Lazar, they're in the same camp. They both said the same thing. Beis Shammai adu amram, Beis Shammai, this thing of tzarech Havaris Tar. Now we'll see in a moment what that means, because really what Rabbi Pedas said is that this Shita Beis Shammai is like Rabbi Lazar Shita. So we'll see soon what Rabbi Lazar Shita is, and then we'll understand what he meant Pedas Beis Shammai. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, what did he mean when he said that it's the same Shita as Rabbi Lazar? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, it says regarding a mitzayra that if ein lo bayan yad ubayan regel, let's say you have a mitzayra that doesn't have thumbs. So this is a shiloh, what to do when the Torah says something and you can't be mekayimet exactly. So then what do you do? So the Tanakhama says ein lo bayan yad ubayan regel. If let's say you have a mitzayra who doesn't have thumbs, his thumbs, let's say, were cut off. So ein lo taharei lamis. So if you can't be mekayim the pasuk, so then there's no tikkun, and there's no way to do it. There's no way to accomplish it, and he'll never be able to complete his taira process, and he will never be tar. That's what the Tanakhama says. However, Rabbi Lazar says that no, Naisein al Mekoimai v'yoytzei, you put it on it on its place. You put it where the place where his thumbs would have been. So you dab some oil over there. But you don't. You that's what you do. So you just put it in the place of where his thumbs would have been. And Rabbi Shimon Aymer, like a middle shita, imnasan al shal small yatsa. You have to put it on the left thumbs. The Tfaris so learns if he wouldn't have left thumbs, and then Taka Rabbi Shimon would agree to the Tanakhama that then he's stuck. But the way to be Mekayim the Pasuk, which says Bayan, is to do it on the left thumbs. Al Kapanim, what do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Lazar Shita is that this person, this Mitzayru, who doesn't have thumbs, so what do? They put the Shaman on the Mekayim of the thumbs. And what did Rabbi Pedas say? That this Shita of Beis Shammai and Rabbi Lazar are the same Shita. So that means the way he understood Beis Shammai must have been also that the Mitzayru, that the Nazir, who doesn't have any hair, he takes the razor and he passes it over his head, just physically passes it over his head, even though it's not going to accomplish anything, he's not really cutting off any hair, just like the Mitzayr over here, who doesn't have any thumbs, and the Kohen's going to dab oil, but Malkoim, where his thumbs would have been. So you see that that's the same Shita, so you see that Rabbi Pedas' understanding of Beis Shammai is not like Rabbi Avina's. Rabbi Avina's understanding of Beis Shammai is that Tzarech, he needs to shave his head, and Ein Lai Takana. Rabbi Pedas' understanding of Beis Shammai is that he does a dry Maisa of passing the razor over his head, even though he's not going to actually be cutting anything. So again, now the reason why we brought all this was because we had a machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Yochanan, it is shaykh to bring a second Karban Asham, and according to Rav Sheshes, it's not shaykh to bring a second Karban Asham, and all Beis Shammai meant And all the Braisa meant before when it said that he vitzaruch, that he needs to bring another Karban Hashem, is that that's what he needs to do, but v'ein lo itakana. Says the Gemara Veiter. Tan Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is bringing now a Braisa, still on the topic of the Mitzayra. So this is going to discuss now the Kabbalah Saddam by the Karban Hashem of the Mitzayra. So how does the Kabbalah Saddam work by the Karban Hashem of the Karban Asham of the Mitzayra, says the Braisa Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, the Lakach Midama Asham, the Lashon of the Pasuk by the Kabbalah Sadam, is that he takes, he accepts, he receives, he catches from the Dam of the Asham. So Yachol Bekli, I might think that he does the Kabbalah Sadam into a Kli, he catches it into a Kli Sharis. Tamul Laimar Vinasan, the Torah therefore then says, no, Vinasan, that he takes the, from the Dam, and he places it onto the ear and the thumbs of the Mitzayra. So we have a Drasha, a Hekish, from the Lakach to Vinasan, man nesina ba'atzmei shel kayin. Just like when he places the dam onto the mitzayra, he does it using his fingers. It's ba'atzmei shel kayin. He doesn't do it. He doesn't throw it from the kli. He uses his fingers. Af lekicha ba'atzmei shel kayin. So too the kabbalas hadam of the dam of the mitzayra. It's done into the kayin's hands. It's not done into a kli. Yachol afl mizbeach kain. I might think also when he sprinkles the dam onto the mizbeach, he also sprinkles it using his hand. Tamolaymer ki chatas ha'asham hu. Then no, the Torah compares the carbon asham to a chatas. That ma chatas to in a kli, af asham to in kli. Just like a carbon chatas, when he sprinkles the dam onto the mizbeach, he sprinkles it from the kli. So to this carbon asham, the kain sprinkles it from the kli. So how does that work? So is the kabbalas adam into a kli, or is it into the kain's hands? So says the Braisa, nimsis at Toimer comes out that Asha Mitzayra, when it comes to the Asha Mitzayra, Shnei Kehanim Mekavim as Damai. That you actually have two Kehanim that stand there and they catch the Dam. Echad Biyad Echad Bekli. One of them catches it into his hand and the other Kain catches it into a Kli. Zeshikibo Bekli Balo Eitzel Mizbeach. The one who catches it into a Kli, he then takes the Dam and he sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach. And the other kayin who catches the dam into his hand, balo etzel mitzayra. He's the one that goes to the mitzayra and he puts it onto his ear and onto his thumbs.